I want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning as well. It's been a pleasure. It's been enjoyable to be here to worship. There's a verse in Psalms that says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." I was intrigued by that verse as I was feeding my cows. I filled my feeder up, and I had a good hay year. All of us did here in this country. And I have good hay to put in there to the cows. And I got the bales from different places, and I gave them a variety of food, and I let them eat it. But I had put another bale in another place, and I wanted to see if I could call them over to that place. And so after I put the last bale in the feeder, I said, "Come on, guys, let's go." And they came. They followed me on the tractor, and I took them over to the other bale, and they were enjoyed that hay there, too. I had a good bale of hay in there, too, as well. They tasted that hay, and it was good, but there was another part of that. You know, I remember coming to church many times and thinking that the sermons are boring, the things that are said are not interesting, and sometimes the things that I was saying, I was the one that was speaking. So, you know, I've lived through a lot of boring sermons, and some of them were my own. But you know, when we taste and see that the Lord is good, it's like the devotions that Brother Daniel shared with us this morning, is that they have handled the word of life, and it's Christ himself, and there is nothing boring about living in the light of the life of the gospel. And just recently, we're at the time of the year when we wean the calves, and had two calves that didn't want to come in and eat feed. All the rest of them did. They learned what feed was earlier, and you pour the feed out to them, and everybody is anxious to get to the feed trough. But these two weren't. They would come in with the rest of the cows, calves sometimes, but they would just nibble at the hay feeder until one day when I kept them in after we had worked them, and said, "I'm going to keep this one in." And I put a pile of hay in the manger, and I put some feed on top of it, and I put another little pile of feed beside it. And I came back a few hours later, and there was all that feed was eaten, and the hole where the hay feed had been on top of the hay, the hole was eaten out of the hay. It was just eaten all the way down. That little steer had found that feed, and it was good, and he ate it. And you know, I think that's what, if God isn't good tasting to us, we're eating the wrong thing. Because his mercy is great, and his love is everlasting, and it's just good. So O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. The last part of that verse is, you know, the trust that we can have in God. And I'd like to just reference again the cows that I fed. They had everything that they wanted in front of them there, but they trusted my voice to lead them to something that was beyond what they knew was good there, and they followed. And so, you know, there's lots of lessons in life. I'd like to just read Psalm 34 and highlight again that verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me out of all my fears, from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all his troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that have a broken heart, and he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all of his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. You know, I love this psalm for the picture it gives of the overarching care of God. And I remember as a youngster when I read this, it says here that the righteous is not going to want any good thing. That didn't seem right to me. I wanted good things, but you know what it means. It means they're not going to lack anything. Everything is going to be supplied. And when you think about all the important things in the world, having Christ as our life and light is the most important thing, and that will never be denied those that want him.